Okay, good afternoon, everyone. So before we start, full self-disclosure. About 3 months ago, Rabbi Shabtai Shlita asked if I was continuing to teach the men's kolel. And to be honest with you, Baruch Hashem, I have quite a number of responsibilities in some other institution. And my time this year has become increasingly more limited. And I was kind of pushing him off. And I was basically prepared to tell him, despite disappointing my shver, I was prepared to tell him that it was time for me to retire, hang up the cleats, retire the jersey on the wall, and move on. And I'll share with you that when Rabbi Galbit, Dr. Galbit, passed away about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, so those who were present at the Levaya, one of the running themes of the Levaya was that Brian Galbit had the capacity to fit in an inordinate amount into 24-hour periods. That despite having a successful practice in cardiology and learning with his kids and learning B'chavrusa with Rabbi Sugarman and many of the initiatives and being on many of the boards of the institutions in our community, somehow every time something new popped up, there was no question that he would continue to participate and fit more into his day. And like Fitas HaDerech, miraculous as it would be, he was somehow able to fit everything in. And when I heard that message, I felt that how could I allow myself not to find more time to be Marbitz Torah? And it was really something that inspired me to say to myself that if he somehow is able to fit in everything that he was able to fit in his day, despite being as busy as he was, then I can certainly somehow, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, find the opportunity to learn with all of you Chashav Eden for 20 minutes a day. And so even though I know that today we're learning for the refuah of Fega Bas Amalia, versus Hashem Shishav Refuah Shlema, all of my shiurim this year will be Lila Nishmaso, Harav Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruve Nasan, and Amir Hashem, all of our learning together should serve as an Ilei Neshama for him during this particular year. I was strongly considering not continuing on in what we did last year, and I was afraid of some people that said to me that we've barely scratched the surface. Some other people may want me to do something else, but to barely scratch the surface. So what we're going to do this year is we're going to launch through the Nesiva Shams, through the Slonim Rebbe. Perhaps I'm going to listen to the Shiurim every week to make sure that I'm not repeating what I did last year. I have some strong memories in this room that I wouldn't dare repeat a word. But also to perhaps incorporate some of the other Chassidish Hatayras out there. And to Emirat Hashem, weave in a number of very important Yesodos and Avodas Hashem to be able to allow us to not only have something to say over our Shabbos table, but to allow us to really grapple and to reflect on our own Avodas Hashem. Doesn't matter how old you are. We got to keep plugging away. As I always tell my students, Avodas Hashem is like an escalator. You're either going up or you're going down. And there's no status quo. There's no inertia. We have to keep pushing and keep plugging away to perhaps create a little bit of tension that when we walk out of here, we're different than how we walked in. So today we're going to learn a piece from the Nesiv Hashem on Lech Lecha, which actually last year I checked on YU Torah. We started Vayera, so I had a free rein to learn any piece I wanted to. But to learn with you a question that many of the Mefarshim, many of the commentaries grapple with, but something that I think is worthwhile for us to reflect on and to really try to internalize as we launch the winter zman. It's going to get cold and rainy here in South Florida. Oh, and we want to make sure to really insulate and to really warm ourselves with the Holy Torah. So we all know, this is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, we all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the second of the Nisyonos, is in this, the beginning of this week's Parsha. Vayomer Hashem al Avram lechecha me'aretzcham yimoladcham beis avicha al aretz asharecha. And Rashi comments why the Kefa Lashon of Lech Lecha. So Rashi says, L'hanascha l'tovascha. You should know, Avram Avinu, that I'm going to tell you that you're going to leave this place. And he makes it really difficult by his birthplace and the land that he grew up in and his father's household. And you're going to go to a place that I'm not going to really tell you about. But rest assured, Avram, that Mi HaKadosh Baruch, I'm telling you, wherever I'm going to send you, Lech Lecha, l'hanascha l'tovascha, it's going to be very good for you. And the obvious question that everybody deals with is, what kind of nisayon is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I'm going to send you to Yehupitzville, Montana, but it's going to be unbelievable. You're going to be matzliach in Parnasa. You're going to have tremendous Yiddish and Nachas. You're going to have wealth beyond your wildest dreams, but I'm going to send you to Montana. How many people here are going to say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's sit down and let's rethink and evaluate. Is this really a good idea? I mean, how do I really know this is going to materialize in the way I envisioned? Is anybody going to question the Ribono Shel Olam? And yet, for some reason, Avram gets this tremendous credit. So much of, if you think about it, and the Slan Rebbe points this out, if you think about it, each of the Nisyonos is supposed to be a little bit more impressive than the previous one. So let's take a step back for a moment. The last Nisyon that Avram Avinu had to go through was that he had to jump to the Kivshan HaEshin or Kazdin. Now I ask you, if you're thinking about it as a progression, is there anybody that's going to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a business proposition that you're going to go to the place that I'm going to tell you? I'm not going to tell you where, but it's going to be amazing. Is that going to be more challenging than jumping into a fiery furnace and hoping that you somehow come out uncharred? Seems to be a little bit hard to understand. What exactly is this Nisayon that Avram is being confronted with that we give so much credit to, so much more than Or Kasdim? And what's the big deal? It doesn't even seem to be a Nisayon. This is the question of the Nesiv Shalom. We're going to pick up with, I said some of it already. Ubiyotzer Kasha, about 8 to 9 lines in the first column on the right hand side, bottom under Lohanas Kulatovas. Ubiyotzer Kasha. Hare dezen nechshav en asar nisyonoshin. It's not the Avram Avinu, as we said, it's one of the 10. Nisyonos halosha, akarach baruch, yivtichu brachos, rabos, gedolos, ka'elu. Mahu gold hanisayon bezeh. What's the big deal? He was promised owing such incredible blessing. Umah kasha lamar bo. And how difficult it is to withstand such an nisayon. Hare over brachos, ka'elu hayakol adam uchon lekayim bezos. Every one of us, even me, could be able to pass such an nisayon. Right? The Ramban said, don't be impressed by the fact that Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. That's not impressive. There are many people that have kept the entire Torah. But what's the impressive part? The incredible testimony of chiba, of love, that Avram Avinu constantly displays is because he passed the nisyonos. Shemesh yish lahavim edvar shay mibein asar nisyonos. Yish gam ken arbeim yisrael shamdu b'nisyonos keilu. There are many people who would have passed all of the nisyonos. These are not such a big deal. Ach b'pratzach b'nisyonos shal zel lech lecha me'artzcha shivtichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar ko gadol she'yitavo. But in specific, the fact that we're focusing on this nisyon where he's getting such tremendous reward, b'meh hayaza nisyon gadol. What is the big deal? As we said, what's the big deal? If you think about it in terms of a progression, Or Kasdim seems to be far more of a challenge than the Nisayon of Lech Lecha. And with this, I want to share with you something, the Nesil of Shalom, the Shalom Rebbe, and I've had the Zuchus now to learn the Nesil of Shalom for about a year, and I've picked up on some running themes that the Nesiv HaShalom constantly comes back to. One of the running themes that the Nesiv HaShalom comes back to is that the Torah is Nitzchi. The Torah is eternal. When the Torah tells us a story, he says, it's not Sipurei B'Alma. You're not here. This is not a storybook. In the same way that we say, the Torah is not a history book, the Torah is not here to tell us bedtime stories. When the Torah shares a story with us, the Torah is communicating a particular lesson that we're supposed to incorporate and integrate into our lives. So when the Torah tells us about the Nisyonos, it's not just about Avram Avinu, but it's about us to be able to learn from and to apply to the Nisyonos that we confront through our lifetime. Archive that because it's going to be an important thing that we're going to want to come back to. V'yesh Lomer, says the Nesiv HaShalom, Apimash Mevar B'drashas Haran Es HaNisyon Sheba Akedah She'ikar HaNisyon HaBakach. So he's going to refer back to the last, the climax, the apex, the paradigm, the quintessential of the Nisyonos, of course, at Edas Yitzchak in next week's parsha. She'ikra Nisayon hayobakach, she'omer la'kodesh baruch hu, kach na es bincha es yechidcha. If you'll notice, says the Drasha Zeran, quoted by the Slanim Rebbe, that the Ribono Shel Olam, when he instructs Avram Avinu in Akedas Yitzchak, uses a very peculiar language, one that doesn't sound like an instruction, but rather a request. The word na typically means what? Please. When you instruct, I don't always tell my kid, please do your homework. I say, do your homework. Typically, when you say please, it seems to imply that you have a choice whether you want to participate or not. And that's exactly what the Nesiv HaShalom, quoting the Drasha Zeran, points out. Kach na es bispinchas yichitcha. Ein na ela bakasha. The word na seems to be a request, kilomar. As if to say, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ein mitzavcha, I'm not commanding you. Ela mavaki shani mimcha. Whether I'm asking you, if you want to do my will and you want to bring me nachas ruach, do it. But if you decide, if you choose not to perform the akedah, you know, no worse for wear. Fascinating insight. I've never seen it before. I'm a young man still, so I'm still trying to plug through Torah. But I've never heard that this was an option to be able to decide whether Avraham Avinu wanted to actually participate in Akedas Yitzchak. But you understand the custom of Shiam Shiloya Bazet Sivoy, Hare Habem Yisraelim Kaimzos. It implies that perhaps the godless wasn't that he did it in terms of it being an instruction, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to you and somehow you were able to verify with 100% certainty that Hashem was telling you to do this, you'd probably do the same thing, the same way you go to Montana if Hashem's telling you to do it. The geshmak, the godless of Avraham Avinu, was that he didn't do it because Hashem told him to do it. He did it because Hashem asked him to do it. He had the opportunity to choose not to do it. It was up to Avraham Avinu to do so. Didn't forget your Avraham Avinu. I'll come back to you one second. And based on that nekuda, the Drasha Saran says in the Siva Shlom, Rabbi Brand, oh, you're getting the chills, here it comes. Levar Gamas and Yisrael Shalech Lecha Me'artzcha Mimoladitcha. We think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzav Avraham Avinu, and we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu that you're going to get all this geshmak, and Avraham Avinu said, you know what, Taka, not a bad deal, I'm going to go do it. But take a look at the subsequent psukim, and you will see that Avraham Avinu could not have cared less about the brachos, and the only reason he do it was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do so. How do I know? Take a look, this is unbelievable. You'll never see the pasuk in the same way. Avraham Avinu completely concealed all of that. It was not part of his cheshbon at all. All he cared about was, I want to do the ratzon of Hashem. How do I know? You see that pasuk, my bar mitzvah parsha. Pasuk says he went in the way Hashem told him to do. Says the slonimer. Pasuk zem yutar. That pasuk isn't necessary. How do I know? Sharei lahalim tziv, because it already said vayigach aram esara yeshdo ves lo ben achiv vayetzel lelechas arket sekanan. The Torah already told us that exactly what the Ribono Shel Olam instructed Avraham Avinu to do, he did. So why is the Torah repeating that he did what Hashem told him to do? Elamai says the slonimer. The same way kachno is an option. Over here, you should realize that the Avraham Avinu did not do this because of his cheshbonos, because he said to himself, "I'm going to benefit. I'm going to profit. It's going to be geshmak. It's going to be amazing." Avraham Avinu followed the rotzon of Hashem simply because it was the rotzon of Hashem. Because he loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he understood that to have a meaningful relationship, you do what you're told, and you don't always ask questions. Okay, fine. Good. Skip to the next left-hand column on the bottom. Every nisayon, this is not simply that we read the parsha as a narrative, but we are to learn that each one of us have our own asar nisyonos. The Slanim quotes from Islam numerous times about this again, next week's parsha as well. We have our own asar nisyonos. We have our own nisyonos that we have to constantly confront and deal with. And you should realize that what we're learning from Avraham Avinu is not some nice sipur, not some story, not some maisa, but it's because it's supposed to convey how we are supposed to confront our own nisyonos. How do we confront our nisyonos? With the same chiba, with the same love. It's not enough just to overcome the nisayon. It's about how we feel as we persevere through it. The whole purpose of all the mitzvot is to ultimately help us, it's to serve as a conduit, to cling to Hashem. We're supposed to do the mitzvot so that we love Hashem. And now we're equipped. Once we're equipped with the chavivus, with the chiba, once we have the opportunity to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel this intrinsic desire to want to grow close to Him. We understand? We understand that it's not about necessarily understanding what the mitzvahs mean. It's understanding that at the end of the day, we do them because we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu, the godless of Lech Lecha, the godless of Lech Lecha wasn't the fact that you're right. The godless was, despite all the gashmi, despite all the materialism that he was being promised, that wasn't his motivation. He showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that despite all of the other cheshbonos and calculations that he could have profited from, that isn't the reason why he's following it. And when he conveyed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only reason I'm doing this, Kasher Diber Lev Hashem, I'm doing it only because you instructed me, that's the type of nisayon they're able to persevere. The Nesiv Yisrael comments, that's why there was another elevated level as opposed to Orkazdim. Orkazdim was only a materialistic thing. He was showing Hashem that I'm willing to give up my physical. But now with Lech Lecha, he's saying to him, I'm willing to give up everything. I'll do anything you want, whether it's on the physical side, you want me to give the physical, you don't want me to give the physical, but I'm willing to do whatever you want all the time, simply because I love you. I'll share one idea that's a post, because I was so excited about it. I said at my Shabbos table this past Shabbos, last week's parsha, but I think it connects beautifully in terms of what it means to be Avraham Avinu and why Avraham Avinu was so successful in being the first monotheist, and not just being the first monotheist, but as it says in this week's parsha, v'sanefesh asher asu v'achara, the greatest makarev and megayer to ever walk the face of the planet. The Nesiv HaShalom, as everybody struggles with this Noach, the Shvachol Gnai, some people like to praise him, some people like to criticize him. What exactly did Chazal see? The Psukim seem to indicate he was a great guy. I said, Lokim lefetalech Noach. He seems to be a really good guy. What is it that Chazal saw that even lent themselves to not be so excited about Noach? So he says, if you take a look, when it comes to Noach, it says, Esho Elokim Esalech Noach. Esho Elokim Esalech Noach. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Elokim always describes a type of relationship that comes from Yira, from fear, from awe of Hashem. If you take a look, and I actually checked afterwards, I got very excited and sure I knocked on the person in front of me to let them know. If you take a look, every single time in Parshas Lech Lecha, until the end of Shishi, that Avram Avinu and Hashem are conversing, every single time, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Midas HaRachamim, which is Ahava. You see, the idea is, Noach was a great guy, and he was a Tumim. He achieved his tafkid in this world, Bishlemos, in its entirety. But he only achieved it through the prism and the lens of Yira. Avram Avinu took it to the next level. Avram Avinu connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Ava. And I want to suggest, the Slumber does not say this, but I truly believe this. If you want to be a Makariv, the only way you can be a Makariv is through love. If you're going to to somebody, they're not interested. And so therefore, Noach himself felt the Yira, never felt the Ava to the degree that Avram Avinu did. And so therefore, Noach was never able to climb out of his own shell, to be Makayv, and to turn other people on, to be able to join him in this endeavor of trying to be Chozer B'tshuva. Avram Avinu loved Hashem and loved people. His love was everything to him. He loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loved people, and he wanted them to get closer to Hashem. And that's why Avram Avinu, with that chiba towards Hashem, and that chiba towards others, was so successful in being Makayv of other people. So, in summary, I'll take both your questions, give me 1 second. In summary, Lech Lecha, what's the big deal? What's the Nisayon? Why is it such a powerful thing? Because Avram Avinu didn't pass the Nisayon because he listened to what the Gashmi materialistic promises that he gave. It was Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. Avram Avinu wanted to convey to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to know that despite all of that you're dangling in front of me, ultimately the reason I'm following what you're instructing me to do is simply for one reason and one reason alone. And that's Chibas Hashem. And that's the message that we have to understand from here. It's something that we have to be mechazik ourselves with. It's something that as we continue to go through the rigmarole of life, we oftentimes find ourselves going through the maisim, we go through the actions, and we forget why we're doing the actions that we're doing. We sometimes find ourselves learning and davening and doing all the things and all the check boxes, but sometimes we have to take a step back and start to think about it, consider and reflect on the Hargashas Halev, to feel the emotion, to feel the connection, and in Meretz Hashem we can develop that sensitivity, and hopefully we'll improve our relationship with Hashem for many years to come.